This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma lakal hamdu kama yanbaghi li jalali wajhika wa azim sultanik. Wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina Muhammad an-nabiyyil amin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. My dear brothers and sisters, it's my honor once again to welcome you to another episode in our series of duas to power your day. And we are still reflecting on Al-Asma'ul Husna, the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And today we will reflect, inshallah, on another set of four most beautiful duas, names, inshallah, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Namely, Al-Hakam, the impartial judge, Al-Adl, the just, Al-Latif, the subtle and the gentle, Al-Khabir, the all-aware. Now, the name Al-Hakam and Al-Adl, these are two names. They go together, actually. It's best that we understand them together. Because the first one refers to Allah as the judge. He is the one who judges, who alone can dispense perfect justice. In this world, we go to the court for justice. But the person who can pay a better lawyer, more money, can come out with verdict, with ruling in his favor, judgment in his favor. But that's not the case in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the one who dispenses perfect justice. His judgment is at once decisive and unalterable. No one can reverse the decision. No one can alter his judgment. Allah is Ahkamul Hakimin. In Surah At-Tin, Allah says, Alaysa Allahu bi Ahkamul Hakimin. Isn't Allah the wisest and the most just of all judges? Surely He is. So as believers, it behooves us, befits us to refer all our matters for judgment before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who do not abide by the decisions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the judgment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are being most foolish because they are relying on tawagheet, on the decisions of tawagheet, who are shayateen, who will turn us away from truth. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us to refer to Allah on all issues that are contentious among the people. The whole world around us disputing many issues, and we need guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What do we do? The Prophet taught us, this is one of the perfect du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is to read in tahajjud and qiyamul layl. اللهم رب جبريل وميكائيل وإسرافيل فاطر السماوات والأرض عالم الغيب والشهادة أنت تحكم بين عبادك فيما كانوا فيه يختلفون اهدني لما اختلف فيه من الحق بإذنك إنك تهدي من تشاء إلى صراط مستقيم والله Lord of Jibreel, Mikael, Israfil, the creator of the heavens and the earth, knower of the unseen and seen realities. You judge among your servants in all contentious issues. So guide me to the truth in all matters that are contentious among them. Indeed, you alone shall guide whomsoever you wish to the straight path. Al-Latif, another name of Allah, refers to God's subtle, prudent, and gentle way of maneuvering and directing matters to the best conclusion, the best outcome, most beneficial outcome. We have the beautiful story of Yusuf alayhi salam. He started out, he was thrown into that well. From there he was saved, miraculously Allah, by the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he went through so many tests and trials. But you know the outcome, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directed the affairs. So Yusuf alayhi salam, at the end of his peak of his victory, he is looking at the whole life and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has working the hand of Allah behind everything. So he says, Inna Rabbi latifun lima yasha'. Innahu huwal alimul hakim. My Lord is subtle and gentle in managing the affairs as he wishes, because he guided all of these affairs to its ultimate conclusion, which became beneficial and most auspicious. Indeed, he is all-knowing and all-aware. So the name of Allah, Al-Latif, as well as Al-Khabir, is manifested. Another manifestation of these beautiful names of Al-Latif and Khabir, you will see in nature. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directs our heart and mind to see, decipher signs, manifestation of the divine names in nature. Alam tara anna Allah anzala minas samai ma'a fatusbihu al-ardu mukhdarra inna Allah latifun khabir. Don't you, O Prophet, see how God sends the water down from the skies? And the next morning the earth becomes green, vibrant with colors. God is truly most subtle, all aware. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspire us. Open up the eyes of our heart to see the signs of the divine manifestation of his names in nature and within ourselves and in all of creation. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.